We're looking here in Parshas Breishis, in Perek Lamed, and in the encounter here between Lavan and Yaakov, towards the end of the career of Yaakov in Beis Lavan, Vayomar Nokva Scharcha Olai Ve'etena. And Yaakov responds, Vayomar Yaakov Lo Siten Li Me'uma, Imtasa li adover azeh. He says, "Evar b'chol tzon chayom haser misham kol se nakod vitalu v'chol se chum bakvasim vitalu v'nakod ba'izim v'yaschari." And Yaakov asks for these animals that are nakod, and this is going to be his schar. And then, if you fast forward a little bit, you'll see, Vayomer Lavan Hein Lu Yechid Vagecha. That's okay. You know, you want to take the Nakod, Vitalu Bizim, you want to take the Chubak Fasim, fine. Vayosar Vayomahu Esat Yoshim HaKudim VaTluim, etc. It says, Vachol Chubak Fasim Vayitem Biad Bonov. So now we have the story of what went on after these animals were separated from the rest. And this begins in Pasuk Lamed Zayin. And this is the Pasuk that I want to focus on, call your attention to. It says the following, Vayikach lo Yaakov makal, Rashi says, in an eights. And the Torah describes it as Livne. Rashi says Shmo Livne. That was the name of the eights that he took. And Lach Veluz V'Armon. Various descriptions of what this eights looked like. It was wet. And that's a critical element here. And Rashi identifies Armon as the chestnut tree, the eight shegdel ba'agei gozim dakim, vayfatzel bem psalos. Rashi says kilufim, shaya osehu min numar, and then it says vayetzegev samaklos asher pitzel bar hitim b'shikasos hamoyim, and this makel, which was now split and had many different parts to it, Yaakov Avinu set it up in the Shikasos Mayim. This was the place where the Tzon would come and drink the water. And then the Pasuk describes, Shatavona Hatzon Lishtos Lenoch Hatzon Vayichamno Bevon Lishtos. Rashi says, Habehema Roes HaMaklos, when the animals gravitated towards the water to drink the water. They saw the maklos. V'hinir tas lachorea. And this is the process that's going to cause vayichamno bevon lishtos, and it's going to cause the zchorim and the kevos to have a relationship and produce children. And if you take a look in the Ibn Ezra and the Rambam and the Rashbam especially, they go on to say that this was a brilliant move on the part of Yaakov Avinu, because what happened is this would increase that representation of Tzon that would be Nekudim Utluim. And this was all the impact of the Maklos and the fact that they were sunk into the Shikasos Hamoy. So the Torah goes on to describe in great detail that Vateladna Hatzon Akudim Nekudim Utluim Vakvosim Hifrid Yaakov Vayitem Pnei Hatzon El Oka V'chon Chum Mitzon Lavan. And as a result of this entire process, Vayifro Tzaiish Me'od Me'od Vayilo Tzon Rabos Ushvachos V'avadim U'gmalim V'chamorim, because this was the agreement that Lavan had entered into with Yaakov, And Yaakov was able to take a multitude of tzon that fit the description of that agreement. When we look at this parasha, perhaps the first thing I want to comment here before we get into it a little bit more is that this is something that crept into our tefillos, this entire episode. On Hoshana Rabbah, the day in which we ask Hashem, we beseech and supplicate for Mayim, there is a long list of Hoshianos. And we mention different members of our ancestors, and we ask Hashem to respond to our pleas and bring water in their merit. And if you take a look in the Hoshanas, you'll see that our parasha, our episode of Yaakov, is mentioned explicitly. Hoshana leman chalak. Chalak is, of course, a reference to Yaakov. Right? Yaakov was not hairy. Mefatzel maklos b'shikasos hamayim. Because he's the one who split these maklos and submerged them in water so that the animals would gravitate towards them and see the maklos. And the question I want to ask you, which is an obvious one, is what's the merit here? And in fact, perhaps we could ask the question a little bit sharper, with a little bit of a kal vachomer. On the contrary, I wouldn't call this a zchus. I don't think you would either. This is not a merit. What Yaakov was doing was he was setting up these maklos with a very brilliant move in a way that would increase his wealth, his possessions. That's a zchus. We come to Mimavakesh, we come to Mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that b'zchus this ma'aseh, leman chalok mefatzel maklos, we should be zoche to a great Yeshua on the day of Yeshua, the day of Hoshanas. That's very, very strange. And it goes even beyond that. This is not just the Python, but you'll really find this in Rishonim. For example, a rare Rishon on Chumash, rare I mean to say we don't use it that often, is one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz Rabbeinu Ephraim, and he finds an interesting, this is not what you call the Nutrikon, it's called Sofei Tevos, and he takes a look at the Pasuk that we just read, Vayikach lo Yaakov Makel Livno Lach Veluz V'Armon Vayifatzel Behem Solos Levonos, right? That was Pasuk Lamed Zayin. We'll see it inside again. And it says over here on Solos Levonos, you take a look at the last letters of the description of these maklos, and it's interesting that take these three words, lach, veluz, v'armon, and what you do is you take the ches at the end of the word lach, and you take the zayin at the end of the word veluz, and the nun at the end of the word armon, so you've got yourself ches, zayin, and nun. And Rabbeinu Ephraim writes that that's a remez to tefillah. And he writes that if you rearrange these, if you attach these three letters together, you get the word chazan. Chazan is always a remez to tefillah. And he writes, Shasidim bonav lahazkir ha-maisa, that this episode, this arrangement which Yaakov brilliantly came up with, you know, he conjured up in his mind, there's a remez that later on, down the line, his descendants will mention this, Bibote Knesios, Boshana Rabbah. And again, you know, you wonder why this episode, with all due respect to Yaakov's brilliance, would be a schus for us that we should come to Mispal on Hoshana Rabbah, which the essence of the day is a day of tefillah, with this merit, you know, presenting this merit in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we that we are descendants of Yaakov Avinu, who pulled this off with the Mafatzel Maklos Veshikasel Samay. Now, I'd like to read with you a few of the Makoros on this parasha. And we'll start with the Medrash Talpios, Hine Ksiv, Vayikach Yaakov Makel, Livna, Lach, Veluz V'yarma, V'koshin, Tuval Yaakov Atzadik. Let's ask a question about Yaakov himself. Likbots Momen B'arma V'tachbua. Is this typical of Yaakov Avinu that the Torah presents the brilliance of Yaakov Avinu to be Kovetz Momen? He uses his cunning, his tachbula, you know, this is the way he basically undermines and tricks Lavan and walks out of there by Yifrotz, you know, with a great deal of wealth. And he says, and if you'll perhaps answer, you'll respond and say, the Pasuk says in Ikesh this, that if somebody is coming against you, Spat the love Mishnas Chasidim, who he says, even so, you know, to respond quid pro quo, you know, Lavan has cheated him so much that Yaakov is going to figure out an arma and a tachbul against him. That's not Mishnas Chasidim. A chasid is mevater mishalo. That's what he says. In other words, he goes on and he realizes, okay, this is my lot, and this is what he perpetrated against me. Lavan is not, you know, is not doing good things here, but go on in life. You know, why does he have to flash, you know, lash back with the kind of a cunning that's typical more of a Lavan? And he says that the fact that we mention this in our Hoshanas, the author of this Hoshana is no less than Rabbi Lezer HaKalir, who is the Mechaber, the author of all the Piyutim of Hoshanas, most of the piyutim of Tisha B'Av, of Yom Kippur, etc., etc., that we should mention the zchus of Yaakov because of Yaakov's trickery, his cunning with Lavan, because he strikes back against Lavan, who is Meramahim, so he's Meramahim, a Ramai against a Ramai. What sense does it make that we come forward with this zchus in Atfilos? And even if you'll argue, he says, that the Malach revealed the secret to him, why would the Malach teach him, Yaakov, the opposite of Chasidus? Chasidus means a person is willing to live with what he has, to give up and accept even those who perpetrate against him. That's a Midas Chasidus. And Yaakov should be taught by a Malach to undermine a Midas Chasidus, very strange. Then he writes the following: Omnom Kushta de Milsa, de Ha'olam Toim be Pirush HaPasuk. There's a mistake in the way we understand the Pasuk. And here he's referring to a Pasuk a few verses later. It says over there, when Yaakov's arrangement is successful, it says, V'haya Bechol Yachem Hatzon Hamakusharos Vesom Yaakov Es Hamaklos Lieni Hatzon Barahatim Liachmena Hamaklos. And we look at this pasuk and speaks about Hamakusharos. And da he says the Hachi Pirush Hamakushar Pirush Akrus, that the word Mekusharos really means Akrus. I don't believe you'll see this anywhere else. If you look in the Targum, you don't get that impression. The Targum says Bechiros. It sounds like he's looking at the finest of the tzon. And Rashi, of course, has a lot of trouble with this word because he doesn't find it anywhere in the Mikra. Menachem Chibro im Achitofel Vakoshrim, a pasuk in Shmuel. But he says it's akaros. V'ze roe es tzon lovan anosoros hacholos v'akaros lo nosan lovan liyakov el akaros leros. Not fakert, this is not the bechiros, the way Rashi has in the name of the Targum, the best and the finest of the tzon. This is the worst of the tzon. These are the animals which have no natural ability to give birth. A great miracle is happening here. Lavan gives Yaakov, separates from his tzon, those which are akoros, those which are ros. And Yaakov Avinu, through this arrangement, is able to create a situation which, on the contrary, these tzon, which have the least propensity to produce, they propagate at an unbelievable fast rate. Is therefore lachein on mispalin b'Oshana Rabbah. The emphasis here in Oshana Rabbah is on the mecham b'maklos. Pirush k'moshe siato liYaakov Avinu v'shom berachmim v'rachamecha rab mitzona akoros. We ask Hashem that just as for our ancestor Yaakov, you brought about this great miracle in order to protect him from Lavan, and you supported him with your great compassion, and the tzon akoros were able to give birth and propagate a speedy rate. Cain, so too we ask, Terachim Rachmecha Rabim L'Knesses Yisrael Shenekreis Akora Shenem Aroni Akora Lo Yolada. The Pasuk in Yeshaya, which we read during the period of time of the month of Av and thereafter, speaks about B'nai Yisrael as Akora, which means that perhaps amongst all the nations of the world, our nation is designated for challenges and for difficulties, for adversity, and yet we ask Hashem to have compassion on us in the same way they had compassion on Yaakov. So we derive from this presentation of the Medrash Talpios two very important chidushim, very important principles. Number one, that Yaakov Avinu did not take from Lavan the best of the best. On the contrary, Lavan gave him the worst of the worst. Yaakov made out of it the best of the best. And number two, the reason why this episode is so significant, that it reflects itself in the piyutim of HaKalir on the day of Tefillah, on a Yom Kippur day of Yom Hoshana Rabbah, which is like Yom Kippur, is because Hashem, we ask you to bring about miracles the way that you did in the siyata that you gave to protect Yaakov Avinu with that great miracle, and that Klal Yisrael should nikreis akara, should be zochah, should merit the great compassion of the divine being, barachamecha rabim, to bring about a siyata d'shmaya to protect the Jewish people. But that's not it. What I'd like to learn with you also is a shtickel Torah here, a presentation of the Chidah. The Chidah, who has written, as you know, many, many Sfarim, has a sefer called Sifsei Chachamim. And there, he too asks the question, Mashem Azkirin Zchusa Shal Yaakov Shem Pitzel Maklos B'Shikasos Mayim. The Ezes Chus Hu Zel Lanu, he reiterates the kash that we've seen over and over again. What's this chus here? But he rewinds back to Breishis Yud Beis, to Parshas Lech Lecha, Shomar Avram L'Sarai Ishto Imino Achosi Ot L'man Yitav Li Bavurech. And if you recall, Avram Avinu asks Sarah to go along with this arrangement, this ploy, presenting her as his sister in L'man Yitav Li Bavurech. V'yesh L'farish Tehina Yodua Demisha osim lo nes menakim lo mischuyosov. When Hashem has to alter the laws of nature on behalf of someone and bring about this miracle to protect him, that someone who receives the protection of the miracle loses some of his chuyot, some of his merits. Lachain tov lo liodam shiyafalis magalosov lo yitztarich lenes. A person is always encouraged, as much as he can, in some kind of list, to do the maximum that he can so that he can somehow win and succeed without having to depend upon a miracle of change in nature. And therefore, Avram turns to Sarah with this idea of Imri Noachosi Ot Laman Yitav Li Bavurech, to see if we can somehow succeed and wiggle out of this very difficult, challenging situation of our enemies that we're facing with Derech HaTeva. If you, Sarah, will agree to present yourself as my sister, then perhaps we can survive this. And that's v'chaisa nafshi. Hanefesh tia bishlemus. Chaisa nafshi means I won't lose anything in the status of my nefesh. And of course, this is all, I think, surely a reference to the rewards in the world to come. And now, based on that, we can fast forward to our parasha, Yaakov Avinu with the maklos. Shagam Sharosh Hashem Ito, even though Yaakov knew very well that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him and he would protect him. He had no doubts about his midah bitachon. He was totally reliant upon Hashem, that Hashem would certainly bring about his salvation and protect him. But nevertheless, he wanted to do it al pi derech hateva, to the extent that he could, to try to use the force of nature to achieve the same goal. V'zeo shonam avakshim boshanos, we ask Hashem to remember our zchus, the zchus of Yaakov Avinu, shenishova b'zchus mecham amaklos b'shikasos mayim, hamayim, eiz zchus ilona, what's the zchus? But the answer is, because since Yaakov Avinu did everything b'derech hateva, and therefore he didn't lose any zchuyot, his merits are maximized here, we have therefore great merits as being the offspring of Yaakov Avinu. And that's the insight of the Chidah. And once again, we see that we're giving a lot of credit to what Yaakov did, whether it is, as we said before, that Yaakov was really taking the akaros, but then again, to turn the akaros into the aldos, that's a ness. But the Chidah is saying that this was somehow an arrangement that at least at one level would work al pi derech hateva, and that's a great zchus, because instead of being menachem yizchus, Yaakov Avinu's zchus is mole, is sholem, it's complete. And that's where we're standing on the shoulders of Yaakov Avinu. Now, I want to look with you at a presentation here of one of the achronim on Parshas Vayetze, and that's the sefer called Siach Yitzchak, who in turn quotes the Divrei Shaul. And l'chora yipole ha'inyan atachbulos ematzon shase Yaakov, it's really a strange phenomenon here that the Torah puts so much emphasis, shining the light on Yaakov because of his tachbulos, his tricks. V'lama esek bezos, why is Yaakov's this askus here in this tachbula? We always say that the tzaddikim are satisfied with a minimum amount of gashmius, of possessions. And lasuk b'dvar macherim tachazei, could have used this time to its maximum for other things, more spiritual endeavors. V'yashim b'tuv tam dayetzar k'shi yodea megudal k'dushos ha'shalot v'yoser. When the Yetzer are the forces that try to topple us, they come to attack a person whose greatness and sanctity is superior. Mamid Resh Lapilo, and they use all their intelligence to try to trick this tzaddik, to challenge him with this Yonos, and Lapilo to bring him down. V'zeu inyan kol agol mechaver Yitzhar gadol mimenu. Chazal tell us that the greater your stature is, the greater Yitzhar is, the Yitzhar gets powerful. V'tama dovar, I'm be'al shech HaKadosh, I'll say for Yonah. U'kshe yargish lovan, be'godol kedushas Yaakov, yis'atze matzmo b'yosel adicho, el tum'oso v'el gilulov. Because lovan becomes aware of the intense, supreme sanctity of Yaakov, therefore he, Lavan, works overtime to try to be a basis of Mediach, to bring Yaakov down to levels of Tuma, to the Gilulim of his Avodah Zarah al-Kain, his Chapes, Yaakov Atzmo, Ki'iluhu Ish Pashut. Yaakov presented himself at this encounter to Lavan as if he was a regular rank-and-file citizen, a regular guy, as if to say that he's trying to get as much money as he can. Ubazeh, by putting up this facade, Nitzal mi lokeid bepach yokshim. And he was able to survive all the pitfalls that the Yetzer Hara, in this case, as it personifies itself in Lavan, to save himself from these terrible challenges and pitfalls that Lavan, as the Yetzer Hara, would put in his way, because he doesn't show his Kedusha. He shows himself to be a regular, mundane, down-to-earth, secular guy who tries to increase his material wealth. V'zeo shana mispalim bo shana. This is the deeper intention of Rav Elezer HaKalir, Leman Chalok Mefatzel Maklos Beshikasos Hamayim, in which Asa Ken Yaakov Inikdeli Natsali Pach Yokshe Atuma Shal Blavan. Yaakov wanted to do everything, maximize his possibility of retaining his purity and not to be defiled and contaminated by love and Cain. Mesupar b'esek ha-maklos gold tzidkoso. From this story, the episode of the maklos, we see the great intense level of the righteousness that Yaakov achieved. L'zos maskir anachlo kodesh bochi yavit bin yinzel l'tuvla. And therefore we pray that Hashem should remember the merits of Yaakov, who worked so hard to avoid a confrontation, a face-to-face conflict with the most powerful forces of the Yetzer Hara. If you take a look at the Balei HaTosfos, and now we're going back to the Rishonim on Chumash, Vayikach Lo Yaakov Makel, and this is the beginning of the parasha, if you recall. Let's take a look inside. In Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Vayikach Lo Yaakov Makal Livne. And if you look in the Balei HaTosfos, you'll see that they say the following: Hiksha Chosidim Osa Yaakov Avur Ramos and Kein Ma Tikin Akalir Boshana Rabba Mecham Vemaklos Beshikasos Hamayim Vechieshlan Lahaskir Ramos Shel Tzadik. The old Kasha, but now we're seeing it in a new form in the Rishonim, in the Balei HaTosfos. It teaches She Yaakov Avinu Niskaven Litovas Lavan. And although it's not 100% clear what the Balei HaTosfos has in mind, exactly how Lavan would have benefited from this, perhaps Yaakov Avinu thought that ultimately this would have a ripple effect not only on the tzon that was designated for Yaakov, but all on the entire flock of tzon, and that ultimately Lavan himself would benefit from this. We don't know that Lavan did benefit from this, but at least Yaakov's intention was for the benefit of Lavan, which shows how great Yaakov is, knowing full well how Lavan is trying to undermine him at every stage, but nevertheless Yaakov works on behalf of Lavan. That's a great level of chassidus. If you take a look in the Ramban here, on Vayikach Lo Yaakov Makal Livneh, he says, Kevan she'eskimu lios scharo bi'ele, Kevan she'eskimu lios scharo bi'ele, hoy rashoy lasos koma she'yuchal loholidom ken. The Ramban, without asking the question, answers the question in a very simple, straightforward way. There are no profound mystical insights here, that basically Yaakov was justified in what he did, because this tzon was separated from the rest of the flock for Yaakov to pay him for all the work he did, and therefore Yaakov could take this tzon and do with it whatever he wanted to maximize and exploit his possibility of increasing the flock. It's not a brilliant chap over here of Ramos, you know, or anything like that. And therefore, according to the Ramban, you might assume that Yaakov Avinu already had a kinyan on this tzon, and therefore any produce from this tzon is his. Then the Ramban adds, V'ulai hisno Yaakov sheyase ben kol ma sheyirtzeh. It could be that Yaakov made an explicit condition, he spelled it all out, Ki Lavan lo hayodea b'tolada hazu. Even though Lavan did not, he wasn't aware of this whole process of increasing the flock, but nevertheless, Yaakov had to go ahead and spell it out. In other words, according to Ramban, there's no undermining love on here, there's no violation of any contract, there's no trickery here or cheating in any sense. Everything is eisgehalten, it makes sense according to the laws of Choshe Mishpat. Yaakov Avinu covered his ground, there was an explicit tenai that was spoken out that he could do whatever he wanted with this son. I wanted to point out to you, there's a sefer on Chumash that we've mentioned in the past called the Ksav HaKabbalah. And he, you know, to learn the Ksav HaKabbalah is always a bit of a challenge, but let's give it a shot. We'll read the Psukim one more time and notice a particular word in the Pasuk that we want to focus on. The Ansa bi tzidkasi b'yom machar, ki savo al schari lefanecha, etc. So let's take a look at the word al. And this is in Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Please add that to your Mar Makomas page. And it says there, V'onsa b'tzidkasi b'yom machar ki savo al schari lefanecha. We have to understand the word al schari lefanecha. Kol asheri nenu nakod v'talui b'izim, etc., etc. Gonav v'iti. If I take anything that's not, that doesn't fit this description of nakod v'talui, then you know I've stolen it. And Lavan agrees to this arrangement. And Vayom Lavan Hey Lu Yekid Yehikid Varecha Vayosav Yavuas Atiyoshim Akudim, etc., etc. And there it says that he separated this tzon from the whole thing. Fine. Now let's take a look at the Ksav VeHakabbalah. Ksav HaKabbalah says, V'kama hishtado v'farshim liyashiv eches naig Yaakov b'chir ha'avos b'derech ramo sheno roi af l'pchusei p'chusim sheba anoshim l'ish zar u'b'chir ha'avos yase ka'ela l'chamov achi imo. He says many of the commentaries have grappled with this problem to try to understand how Yaakov, who's the choice of the avos, could come to steal from his father-in-law and his uncle, right? Lavan is the brother of his mother in Derech Ramos, and that's not something that would be appropriate for anybody, let alone the Bechir Shavavos. The Eich Lamafarshim Manos Rak Lomar Shehisna Yaakov and Lavan Basias Tachbula. And the only way out, and here I think he's alluding to the Ramban to justify Yaakov, is to say that he made such a condition with Lavan that if he Yaakov would find some way of increasing or multiplying the tzon that was designated by Lavan, that right he reserved for himself. He says that the Rush, which I don't have the Rush here, but the Rush, he says, is not happy with this taina. He says, "Kratarna lema Rush ein zechel zeh b'mikra," that it doesn't seem to imply in the text itself that we have that Yaakov made such a condition with Lavan. And presumably the premise of both the Rush and the Ksav HaKabbalah is that Yaakov even did not yet own this tzon. It was separated, but he hadn't yet made a kinyan on it. And therefore, to use it for his own benefits, he didn't have the right to do so. Dvareinu, t'nai zeh hizkir lo beferish. The Ksav HaKabbalah wants to claim in counter-arguing against the Rush and defending the Ramban that there is a pasuk that indicates that Yaakov spelled this out. Because Yaakov says, Tavo al schari lefanecha. Remember, we emphasize the word al. Ki tavo al schari lefanecha in pasuk lamed gimel. And the Ksav HaKabbalah quotes a mechilta de Rashbi to the effect that the ha Yaakov lo avad begin the yitol mi delay limigna elakola bekushta v'shleima derusa v'lo od ela deiu notil rosha milovan. not till Rishus Milov. So the Ksava Kabbalah quotes the Mechilta to prove that what Yaakov did was not in any way a subterfuge against Lavan, but rather it was Bekushta, it was with righteousness or truth, Veshlema Deruusa, and it's something that you would have between even two friends because there was an Atilas Rishus. And the Ksava Kabbalah finds a remez in the Pasuk to support the premise of the Mechilta that this was done Bereshus, which we saw again in the Ramban. And he says, De Milas Al, what is the extra word Al Scharo? In Yono Siba Min. Al means a reason for. In other words, there's a cause and effect relationship. And you'll see, for example, it says, Vayistom Esav es Yaakov al habrocha. Al means because of. Sibas habrocha, meaning the because Yaakov took the brocha, therefore Esav harbored this enmity against Yaakov. So you see the word al means besiba. Vechein murgal bedivrei kadmonenu lomar lov yisbarach ilas kol ha'ilos. And when we talk about a cause, we find in the early writings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the cause of all causes. And therefore, mitam al schari, darashi yisovi menu schari hamedubar dahainu akudim inakudim. That this separation of that part of the flock, which are the akudim nakudim, that itself is going to cause my schar, it's going to bring about my schar. That's how the Ksava Kabbalah sees in the Pasuk Al Schari, meaning that Yaakovina wanted to obtain that which is his by fair and square, by virtue of all the work that he did. So the Siva that this will be my Schari is because we are separating the Nakud, the Talui Be'izim, etc., etc., Chum Akvasim, and the whole bit. So again, that what we have here is a combination of the Ksava Kabbalah together with the Ramban who came before him and together with the Mechilta who came before the Ramban to prove that Yaakov Avinu made an explicit tnai with Lavan. Any complaints that Lavan had was really because Lavan was again trying to undermine the conditions of this agreement. But let's move on. I'd like to study with you the Divrei Yirmiyahu, which you'll see here if you turn your page a little bit towards the side. And we'll see it here. Just one second. Let's try to make it out. Again, it came out a little bit small in the print, but we'll try to do the best that we can. He quotes a Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, just one second. Adoshim Shebachem Chavivin Olai Ke Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, Shenev Eliyahu Ola El Rosh HaKarmel. Melech Asur Berahatim, Ze Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Nechsiv Bei Hashem Molech Geus Lavesh. Asur Berahatim, Sha'osar Atzmo Beshvua, Shumashre Shechinoso B'toch Yisrael. Berachamim, Osar Atzmo Berahatim, Basu Berahotim, Shal Yaakov Avinu, Sheksivbo, Vayotzeges Maklos Berahotim. So if you take a look at the Pasuk, we find one of these secret code words here in the Pasuk, and that is the word Berahotim. Let's just see it inside. Okay. It's Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vayatzeg Es Hamaklos Asher Pitzel Berahotim. And if you take that word Berahotim, and through a kind of Xerish Shava, you go back to the Pasuk that says Melech Asur Berahotim, which is the Melech Malchem Lochem Kadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a connection here between the Shvua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took to Klal Yisrael, that he would be Mashre Shechina B'Toch Yisrael, and the Rahatim of Yaakov Avinu, here in this parasha. And the Divrei Yirmiyahu here it tries to embellish this comment in the Medrash Rabbah. And he says the following: Ze pela sha maisa ze sha osa Yaakov vino ve maklo she hitzig ber hotim leman yivoldu yoldu yoldu kol hatzona kudim the kudim u brurim. He says leramos es lovan verima es lovan the kudim u brudim u rima es lovan. He says this whole process was ramos to lovan. This makes no sense. That in the schus of what Yaakov did to be Marama Lavan, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu ties himself, binds himself, so to speak, with a commitment of a shvua that will be Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael v'chol ha-maisim v'chol ha-mefarshim yigeim v'amelim lahalitz, to find some sort of justification for Yaakov Yad Yaakov Avinu She B'Tzedek Asa. How is it righteous what he did? It seems like a tachbul and a mirma. Yan ki lovan rimou v'me'ikesh tesafsal. You know, when you come against such a person who tries to undermine you, you do it back. Omnam chazal milvad shel ledaitam lohayabazed. Now the next word is a little bit erased. Avel, I think, should be the right word. That what Yaakov did is not an avel. It's not something that undermines justice. Ki od magdil samaisis shal Yaakov ad moron. On the contrary, we are increasing the greatness of this action, admiring it, ad marom, to the highest levels of shamayim. The omer shemschus haratim v'makal shal Yaakov vino omer osar kodesh baruch v'yatzim v'shvul l'ashe tshchina v'yisrael v'chein on omer b'al shana rabba v'piyut ha-maskil l'man tovim b'dorosov u'l'man mechim v'makos v'shiksos mayim. So what's this all about? You know, this goes way beyond, you know, just fighting quid pro quo and using the same kind of medicine and playing with the same rules against the Rabbi Lavan. Says in Dimiova Inyan, Ki Kashan is Bonin, Bitora, Besipa Shal Yaakov, a Lavan, Imamaklos, Niriki, Be'emes, Dover Gadol, Her Yaakov, Avinu. The greatness of Yaakov, here, Asher, who Be'emes, Kvod Yisrovitiv Arto. That in truth, this episode reveals the great majesty of Klal Yisrael and the glory of this nation. I want to call your attention to an introductory principle which was not mentioned and not brought to light by earlier commentaries. Vehu ki yesh lizbone kishamar lo lovan liyakov b'loshon tachnunim ubekavod gadol im nomatzasi chen beinecha yichashiv rachenu Hashem beglolcha. We find that Lavan speaks to Yaakov with a kind of supplicating voice and speaks to Yaakov with great, great honor and great respect. Vayomer, Nokva Scharcha Vetenu, and he asks Yaakov to tell him, Yaakov, how much money do I owe you? What are the wages for all you, the employed, all the work that you did? Lavalo Ratza Yaakov, Lavalo Lavan, Shu Lotza Lios Lochelek, Ba'esek. Yaakov should have turned to Lavan Lechor and he should have said to him, you know what, make me a partner. If a worker is doing so well and he's bringing wealth to his employer, then he should turn to his employer and say, you know, take me in as a partner. You're doing so well, your business is flourishing, I want a part of it.
give me at least 25% of the profits. Ubezel Yochel Yaakov Gamkin was Asher, and Yaakov would have certainly gotten wealthy from that. For also Oshem Mishpat Keder Kovel Lo Bi Arma Tachbula Sheyu Hakol Meranin Achmon Shalokas Kol Shalof Bi Arma Tachbula Shalok Keder Chanochim Yisharim. So why didn't Yaakov do it the straightaway way and avoid all this trickery, or at least what looks at the can be misinterpreted, misconstrued by the spectator as something that's unethical? Why didn't he just say, "Make me a pot"? Question number two: Gam Yesh L'Aral Masha Digdu Farshim Lama Nemer B'Divrei Lavan Shtei Pa'amim Vayomer. First it says Vayomer Lavan Imnam Atzasi Chen Beinechem Kach Shenis. It says Vayomer Nokvas Charchem Et Nena Shemilas Vayomer Pamashnias Muteres. Lavan is speaking. He ends one pasuk in which he says Imnam Atzasi Chen Beinecha, and Hashem has blessed me because of you, and I've become prosperous. Please tell me how much I owe you. And then again, Vayomer, a second time he says, Nokva Scharcha Vetnena. Why the second Vayomer that seems to separate the two statements of Lavan? Avala Inyan Ledati Ki Dover Echad Goram Asher Bishvilo Lorotze Yaakov Lekabel Mitzon Lavan Meuma. Vehu Yan Shalovan Amal Yaakov Imnoma Tzasi Chen Beinechen Nichashti Vayvarchenu Hashem Beglolcha Bishvil Hamila Achas Azos Nichashti Sha'omar Lovan. Let's just point out this pasuk. Lovan here at the beginning of this whole episode says to him in Pasuk Chav Zayin, please add that, this Pasuk Chav Zayin, he says, Vayomer Elov Lovan Imnoma Tzasi Chen Beinecha Nichashti Vayvarcheni Hashem Biglolcha. And if you look in Rashi says, Menachesh Hayisi Nisisi Benichushali Shayoda Bali Bracha. He adds here a discussion around Nichush. And of course we know how the Torah is so opposed to Nichush. Hu ha menachesh sheatzliach sheatzlichu nechasov uzchuso shel Yaakov hoisa misayelo shanichush shelo yatzliach. The way that Lavan presented it was that Yaakov Avinu helped to fortify the nichush, the method of Lavan, and the success that he achieved in increasing his wealth was due to nichush. Yaakov was only there to, in a sense, be messiah to help the nichush. And when Yaakov realized this, lo ratzi Yaakov lehenos because shal Lavan the uma, the kaman shiomer Lavan shal nichush hoyel shenachas v'tzlichu. As a result of Lavan's statement, Yaakov understood that the presentation of Lavan endowed all of Lavan's possessions with the status of Avodah Zarah through Nichush, a type of sorcery, divination, in which there's an Iser of Lo Yidbak B'yod Chamuhum and Acherim. Obviously this presentation reflects what Chazal say in the Gemara in Kiddushin and elsewhere that the Avos were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, and there's Halacha Lo Yidbak B'yod Chamuhum Min Acherim. And Tosus, if you take a look at Avodah Zarah Chav Zayin Amid Beis and the Mice of Ben Doma Ben Achos Shel Yishmael, Shel Rabbi Yishmael, says Osel Israpos Min Ovdei Avodah Zarah Furu Tivis. If you have an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you should not enjoy any benefits from him, even if he's a doctor and he administers real, genuine medical, something that's accepted by the medical science. If Mazkir Shem Avodah Zarah, if in the course of administering this medical procedure, he adds and enunciates, he whispers the name of Avodah Zarah, implying that the Avodah Zarah is going to help over here, you're not allowed to have any benefit from such a thing. It's a Yehari Val Yavar situation of Avodah Zarah. V'hinei Lavan Arami, Asher Omar came in Miskaven, Lavan intentionally says Nichashti, to introduce Nichush, Shehu Yodas Yaakov Hetev. Shehu Nizar Miyod Shelo Lehenos Miavonuzor V'chol Avizrayad Avonuzal Kain. Amalo. Amalo Kain. Kidei Shelo Yuchal Lehenos Minuchasov. The reason why Lavan deliberately added the word Nichashti and revealed that that all of his possessions were achieved through Nichush is because he knew that Yaakov Avinu therefore would remove himself and not benefit at all from the possessions of Lavan. This was all a ploy of Lavan, because Shalcha Rekom, because basically Lavan's plan, his goal was to send Yaakov out empty-handed. Bechaser kol, without anything under his belt, Arum, he should be naked. V'omar sheishar Yaakov ani kol kach shel yilo af mazon suuda achas. Yaakov should be left without money to put bread on the table and eat one single meal. Bamer Yefarni says noshav and yivol v'aktanim haytok shalov and avim. Avim atov yazvim etzel Yaakov. The children of Yaakov would look at their father and look at Yaakov and say, well, you know, we have a choice here. Who should we go? We go with Yaakov, our husband, and we die of starvation. On the other hand, Lavan is the good guy. You know, he's going to provide for us. And Lavan is going to present himself as the savior over here. Is lo yitachin lios dover kazeh? Yaakov realizes that he's got to do something. He's got to take the law in his hands. He's got to take action, because otherwise Lavan is going to win this battle and he's going to lose. Yaakov's going to lose everything. There's no question that Lavan was very serious here and he would succeed in sending out Yaakov as a pauper and taking away his entire family. Yaakov hayotze mibeso oved v'nidach bi'or v'choser kol. This would be a terrible catastrophe. That Yaakov goes empty-handed below Isha, below Bunim. As Yaakov Avinu Haya Betzara Gdola. Now Yaakov is in a real bind. He was never in this terrible, potential, you know, danger, disastrous situation in his whole life. This was the worst of the worst. Haya Marlo Mi'od. V'zeu Shomer Torah. Sha'achar Shalovan Omar Li Yaakov. Nichashti V'archeinu Hashem B'glolcha. You know, when Lavan realized that he'd really boxed Yaakov into a corner, because Yaakov could not halachically justify himself getting any benefit from Lavan's nechasim, which were also avodah zarah, then Lavan presents himself as the great guy. He says, "Ve'omer nakfas char kalayv etnena." You know, there's a new imra here in which Lavan presents himself, Kaviyochel, as the good guy. He says that he was thinking, Lavan was anticipating that Yaakov at this point would ask to be a partner, but at the end, Yaakov's partnership would amount to absolutely nothing, because what would he get out of this partnership, since it's Aser B'din Lo Yidbak B'yad Chavuma Ben Acherim, was all Aser B'Avodah Zarah, and Yaakov would take nothing. So therefore he says to him, V'yom Enokfa Scharcha Alayv Et Tenena, anticipating, normally you would ask to be a partner, but obviously Yaakov was going to get absolutely nothing from the partnership, and Lavan would succeed in winning the day. Fayomrei Lav. Okay, let's go back to the Psukim. And now we're looking at Pasuk. At Pasuk Chavtes. This is the response of Yaakov Avinu. Atoya data is kol asher avadaticha. Ve'es asher haya miknecha iti. What does this mean? Says the Divrei Yirmiyahu, Ratzalomar, Eich tucha lomar, Divrei hevel keilu ki ata, Benichushcha sisa, She'atzliach scharcha. This is Baba Maisa, this is ludicrous. You didn't gain all this wealth through nichush, through the powers of Avodah Zarah and sorcery. Alo ata yadata, Eskol ha'avodah, Shavarticha, be a Gia Kapai. You know very well, Lavan, that your wealth is a direct result of all the very hard work and toil that I put in. You didn't succeed in being prosperous because of your nichush. Gam yadata eis. Now we read on to the end of the pasuk. Eis asher hayav mikdecha iti. He says, Gam yadata eis asher hayav mikdecha ki me'at asher hayav lecha lefana. You had very little before I came into the picture. What kind of ridiculous, ludicrous argument is it? If you were such a great menachesh and a sorcerer that was able to activate all the powers of Avodah Zarah on your behalf, why didn't you do that before I came to you? At least you should have a little bit more than the minimum. Right, if you take a look in the next pasuk, look at the small volume of possessions you had in your flock before I came to the picture. Yitzel Larov is the answer must be vayavarech Hashem oscha legagli. It's because of my work that Hashem bestowed upon you the bracha legagli, and I was the cause of all your prosper. The nichush? No, that's ridiculous. So at this point, Lavan turns to Yaakov, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and he says, "Vayomer mo aten loch. Vayomer la Yaakov lo titen li ma'umah." Yaakov says, you can't give me anything. You've already established a chalos shem avodah zarah neisar ano and all your nechasim. And now we read to the next part of the pasukim. Tasa li hadavar hazeh. There's one way out, and that is ashuva eretzoncha eshmar. Right? Evar b'chol tzoncha yom v'hasem misham kol se nakud v'talui v'chol se chum. Is be ofen shemitzad atevi efsha sheyoldu mikanu lakaba nekudim ki kol dar molid bidomalo vani eshtadel sheyolid mehem nekudim. Right, in other words, you remove all that is nakud, so that if I try to be molid, I don't have any nekudim, and I'm not going to be able to produce nekudim. Ani eshtadel sheyolid mehem nekudim. I'm going to make an effort to produce nekudim from those that are ain't nekudim. Hagam shu dava rachok miod me'ateva shishtad lusi tucha lahoyli bozeh. Im kol zeh hinini boteach Hashem sheyazreini. In other words, Lavan was hoping here for a miracle. Based on the natural law, there was no way possible that he could produce Nekudim from Eina Nekudim, because a molid, called over molid bidomelo. But Dover Bara Bali called Suffolk Shi Yakov Melulavan Shu Yasa Ezish Tadlus Bazer. Kilo Nizkar Apostle Shamal Shiyah Maisen Nisim. He certainly presented it to Lavan as if this arrangement would be a natural one. There's no mention or remnants in the pasuk to any sort of ma'isa nisa. Vali omelo shiye b'derech hateva yidei shtadlus. Ach lovon tzachak b'libo v'yomar shotu Yaakov al mahu boteach. Lovon laughed in his heart. I mean, he realized that Yaakov is doing something that's totally stupid. Sha'af shi yizdavi l'fon v'derech mikra shiye mara v'lad kemara Hatsura Sharasa Ha'em the Ace Ibura. He says, even though it is possible that although 99.9% of the times the tzon will produce something that's similar to them, right? That's the law of heredity and DNA, but nevertheless it is possible that if the tzon would see a certain tsura, it might at the time of its becoming pregnant, of its conception, produce something that's similar to the tsura. That's 0.001% of the time. So Yaakov is relying on something that's absolutely ridiculous. And now we can come full swing back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Melech Asur Brohatim. Sha'asur Asim B'Shvua. Shri Yashra Shechino Asur B'Toch B'nei Yisrael. Lishmo Asur Shal Yisbal B'Bu B'Umos. God takes a Shvua, promising, committing himself that Klal Yisrael will not be lost in the nations, meaning through intermarriage, etc. Umos HaNid. And when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide to take this Shvua? And the answer is Berahatim Shal Yaakov Avinu. At this point in the episode of Yaakov Avinu, Shekosav Ayastek Avos Berahatim Shemei Shal Yaakov Beis Lavan Yenizma Ol Esrachik Me'avodah Zorah Shal Lavan Lo Ratzel Lehenos Minichse Lavan Mishum Lo Yidbak Biyom Mubi Yachem. Yaakov Avinu wants to distance himself totally from Lavan and his Avodah Zorah and maintain his separateness as an individual who's loyal to one God, to one monotheistic religion. Afshoy b'matzav Nora Miod, even when it meant that Yaakov Avinu was in such a precarious situation that he could chas v'sholom end up with nothing and starve. Shall love an omer love that love said about him that he's stupid. And Rak Shom at that moment. And here again, the next word is a little bit erased because of the oldness of this print. But I think it means bitachon in one form or another. Shom bitchono al HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyishlacho bracha b'maisa yadav. Because of Yaakov's Avinu's absolute reliance upon Hashem, that Hashem will bestow upon him a great blessing. Ayidei ma sheyotzig es hamaklos berahotim. Through this action in which Yaakov set up the Maklos Berahotim, us at that moment, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the tremendous reliance, the bitachon of Yaakov on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashu Shechinos B'toch, Klal Yisrael, Shegam B'Eis, She Yisrael Yu Beretz, Nochrim, Kamo Yaakov Beis Lavan, even when Klal Yisrael be in Golus, exposed to all the influences of Avodah Zorah, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashreh Shechina B'toch Klal Yisrael L'Shom Shal Yisbal B'Hu Bein HaUmos, just like Yaakov Avinu, exposed to the very, very harsh and profound influence of Avodah Zorah in Beis Lavan, with the temptation to try to justify benefiting from Avodah Zorah for the sake of saving himself. Nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu puts all his reliance on Hashem, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask of you to please protect us in Golos. We will not be influenced by the Avodah Zorah of today's culture and the societal influences that try to impact on us and wean us away, chas shalom, from our Torah. And therefore we ask you, just like you brought upon Yaakov Avinu a great ness, in order to save him from the clutches of Avodah Zorah because of his, Yaakov Avinu's, dedication to you and loyalty, so too we ask you to live up to your shvua, to your commitment, to be Mashra Shechina of Klal Yisrael, to see, despite these difficult times that we're all over the world, that Jews are facing, to witness the great salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he fulfills his commitment through a shvua, to be Mashra Shechina B'toch Klal Yisrael. May the Shechina protect us from all the influences, and we will indicate and reveal to Hashem our loyalty, and as a result HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indicate his love for us. To be Mashra Shechina B'Yisrael Kein Yiratzon. Amen.